Hello?
Hey, I've missed a couple of calls from this number. My name's Mike Lynch.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Lynch. This is Jerome Pratt with CVA. I was calling because you had spoken with B, one of our associates, last month. Just wanted to touch back basis with you. You know, have I caught you at a bad time, or is it still okay to talk?
No, it's fine to talk, but what is BEA?
CVA, I'm sorry. The phone messes up the acronym. Central Virginia CVA. Homes. We're home purchasing.
Oh, okay, company. Okay. I probably had got an email from somebody wanting to know whether I was interested in selling the property.
Possibly. And you spoke with one of our associates about the property. We just hadn't been able to get back up with you to give you any set offer on that property. Are you still in the process of selling? I think it was River Valley Road.
Yes, it is. Yes. And I really was never in the, you know, in it for selling. I just wanted to see, you know, what the offer would be.
Got you. So.
But I mean, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah, no, anything is possible. I mean, what got you curious in the first place?
Honestly, I'm probably about 4 months away from retirement, and
yes.
I talked to my wife about getting an RV. I know that sounds crazy, but yeah, that's kind of my interest right now.
Yeah, no, and honestly, it doesn't sound crazy to me. After a while, you know, when you get down to the nitty gritty of life, I mean, you have a lot of stuff and you know, things that just sometimes aren't necessary. So it's really just getting down to what you really want to do. What you really want to do is travel and see the world. I mean, I think you have every right to explore that option. So I definitely understand.
Well, I feel like you're absolutely right about that. So maybe it isn't such a crazy idea.
Yeah.
But my wife inherited her mother's house, so, you know, we have that property as well.
Got you. And I mean, are you guys, is it just sitting there, or is it, what's the status of that?
Of 7056?
The mother.
What you're asking?
The
mother. No, that's, well, we're kind of basically staying at both.
Oh, okay.
They're only like 5 minutes from each other.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. That definitely is.
So really, this is kind of like my man cave, if you will.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Because her property, I mean, you know, the other house is sitting on like 5 acres. This one's on like a half an acre.
Got you. That makes sense. So yeah.
Well, we're in Hanover County, and Hanover County's got some rural areas that, you know, I mean, you can go like no problem going from, you know, just like being in a neighborhood to rural.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Yeah. No, I'm
yeah,
definitely.
So anyway, what's our next step here, do you think?
The next step would be really just figure out exactly what you want to do with those two properties. I mean, I numbers are the easiest part of this thing. I mean,
yeah. Well, the one particular property, the one that was inherited, we're going to keep that. That's a much older home. That home was built by my wife's. Well, it was built. It was paid for to be built by my wife's grandmother.
Gotcha.
And it was built in 68. I want to say it's a brick rancher, and it's been, you know, totally. It's been totally redone.
Uh-huh.
And this house, you know, like I said, we've had this house for like, we moved into this house originally in 1999 when my daughter was born.
Gotcha. So you've been there for a while.
Yeah, I've been there for a while. And like I said, I'm limited on my space. So, you know, I've done a whole lot of stuff, especially behind the house, to satisfy myself. And, you know, It's attractive, put it that way.
Yeah.
It's got some things that you wouldn't normally see in people's backyards.
That's definitely awesome. I mean, Those little touches make all the difference, for sure.
Yeah, and the property's way too small to have a garage. Some of the layouts of these homes in this neighborhood, I think one of which has a garage, but the properties are so small you can't put a garage here. So I went ahead and put two outbuildings that are both 200 square feet apiece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, there's lots of concrete out back. I could probably put six cars in my backyard and none of them be on any grass or dirt.
Yeah,
brick patio, small garden. Yeah, I mean, I just kind of made it like I wanted it, you know. And a cool thing about this is, like I said, I've been here so long that every single tree and shrub on this property was planted by me.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it's all completely mature.
That is awesome, for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I know you're saying that you got to decide what you want to do with it. The number part of it is easy for you. You know, I probably wouldn't make my mind up until I had an offer attractive enough.
Got you.
Does that make
got
any
you.
Sense?
That does make sense. That definitely does make sense. I mean,
there must be an awful lot of people or an awful lot of companies out there doing exactly what your company is doing, because I regularly get, you know, emails and communications from different people that, you know, work for companies like yourself, like that are trying to buy homes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no,
there's a lot of it going on right now.
There is a lot of it going on, and there are a lot of companies, but I can say there's not a lot of companies that operate on transparency, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I mean,
yeah,
sounds good to me.
Yeah, no, it's just far and few between. But the process of this, I mean, cash offers are 9 times out of 10, you know, going to be a little bit different than the list price. I mean,
okay.
You know, of course, listing, that's how you, you know, primarily get your top dollar, but then you're worrying about staging, you know, getting in and out of the house to show it, you know, keeping it.
Yes, right.
You
right,
know,
right.
Yeah. And that's
this one time offer thing is totally different. I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it really just depends on which way you go, because I'm asking because we do list. We're pretty much like a one-stop shop when it comes to anything considering home buying and selling. So we do cash offers. We do listing to a network of investors as is, so you don't have to make any major changes.
So basically the deal with you, you've got to make some kind of decision in the beginning.
Yeah.
What you're wanting to do.
Yeah,
now,
it really is working.
These cash offers you make, are they as-is offers, or is there going to be, you know, inspections and shit like that done?
It's as-is, but we always still have an inspection done after, you know, the signing, just throughout any real estate deal.
Yeah, like I was only asking that question because, like, the roof, there's a 50-year roof, and it was only done, like, within the last 5 years.
Gotcha.
It's got the heat pump is relatively new. It's, like, 3 years old. It's had replacement windows. I'd say in the last 5 years, well, it was right after COVID hit. You know, we redid all the flooring in the whole entire house.
Oh, wow.
So there's practically new vinyl in the kitchen, all three bathrooms. And I pissed my installers off because I went with 10-pound pad under this carpet. Contractor grade is like 6. So imagine how much heavier those rolls were. Them guys were pissed off as shit.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
it made
hey.
It well worth my while. So it's
yeah.
Nice. And
yeah.
I guess about 10 years after we moved in here, I put an addition on the back. So it's got, like, I guess if you will, a little Florida room.
Got you.
Nice big deck. Let's see, what else? What other kind of questions would you normally be asking? I guess the hot water heater is probably about, well, I'd say within the last 5 years. All the appliances, they're all, you know, we did all that stuff about the same time, so
yeah.
About 5 years. So yeah, I guess I gotta talk to the boss now,
yeah.
And see if I can get her to get in on this little bit of action here and try and figure out exactly what it is we want to do. So, how many different options are there? There's a cash option. You
yeah.
can also list it. That's an option.
Yeah, and then there's an option of listing as is. So that would kind of
oh,
be like
oh,
a shit. Between.
Okay, and that would go to like. People like yourselves. I mean, that's just not going to go out to the general public, right?
Yes, yes. So it's through that process, it's kind of like a win-win because it's a little bit more than, you know, what a cash offer can offer, can bring, but also still giving you, you know, roundabout of what you're wanting.
If you had to say, based on, let's say in the last, well, I mean, the market's constantly changing and it's gotten a lot better, I think. But if you had to say, if you had to guess, what's the percentage in the last year that that your customers were satisfied with your cash offers?
I'd say.
And I guess more than that would be like, what's the percentage of how different it is between, not how different it is, but the result. That you the final outcome of one that would be a, you know, what's the difference, like, percentage wise, what's the most popular option you offer? I guess that would probably be the question that I'm asking. Or does it just depend on the person? You know, it just depends on the house, depends on the person.
It is situationally based. I mean, I can say what we do the most is just cash offer because a lot of people just, you know, want to wash their hands and move on.
Yeah. And see, I'm not in that position here. I mean, if I wanted to just get rid of a place and that's all I wanted to do, I'd say, yeah. But I, you know, like I said, I'm a little bit different than, you know, a lot of individuals where
yeah.
this house right now is just, honestly, it's just being used for a man cave. And then, you know, 5 minutes down the road is where, you know, my full-time residence is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not something like I'm strapped to do something here. But
yeah.
I would, you know, I mean, has anybody ever gone with, you know, tried to go with like maybe two different options or compare one way or another? No, really, because you have to, if you're going to sell and list it, like let's say list it to the general public, which was one of the options, that would be, you know, I mean, you should bring in, I would say, quite a bit more money off of something like that than you would like either a cash offer or, like you said, even one that's going to go out to like companies like yours and not the general public.
Yes, but no. It really does depend because, you know, you have to factor in closing cost, you know, listing fees,
staging,
all of that. Like, it does add up. We see, like, you know, I've seen where it worked out for individuals to take a cash offer versus even listing because of the fact that the cost to list where they're at or what they're, you know, to fix it up and get it to a certain point is just too much.
Yeah, because you're going to get, like, you know, whoever you're using is going to get, like, their, what, 3 or 4%?
Yeah, but we do cover all of those costs.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. So
we didn't get that far yet, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, for you to have told me that, yeah.
I mean, all good.
All right, I guess my next step now is going to be to find out what my wife, you know, what her intentions are here. I kind of already know. I don't think she's going to have a problem selling the place, to be honest. it's just a matter of figuring out what option we want to use.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I'll do is, I mean, I can even work up what it would be as a comparison to list versus just, you know, as is.
That'd be great. Yeah, if you could do something like that. And, you know, do you have an email address you can send that to?
Well, I do have an email address I can send over, you know, documents.
What email address do you have for me?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying for you. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that would be something you would let me see, right? Or do do I have to see that in person with you?
Not necessarily in person. I mean, I can come out. It's really just relaying the number that we can do, and then I'll show and send over an agreement. But it's not anything crazy.
Okay.
But we can even, you know, schedule a time to talk further with you and the wife, numbers wise, and come out to you in Mechanicsville. It's completely up to you on how you'd like to.
But you could kind of give me a ballpark, I guess, what you're really looking to spend on it before even seeing me? Or even seeing the house? That's what I'm saying.
I can, but I can say the best bet would to probably have an individual come out because we're able to give you more accurate, you know, numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know whether that was going to be you or not. And that's, you know, if we had to meet in person, because that'd be the prime opportunity for that, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't
mind.
What do you
want to do? You think you want to schedule something like that for next week one day?
Yeah, that's 100% what I'm gearing towards. I mean,
see, next week starts with the 18th, don't it?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Okay. What day is good for you? Mondays and Fridays are usually not good for me.
Okay. And I was just about to say Tuesday through Thursday is best personally for me. We could
shoot. Let's do it on Wednesday then.
Yep.
I don't have any appointments scheduled.
We do Wednesday. What time is best for you?
I like morning. What time do you normally get started?
I mean, we get started pretty much around 8:30. But
oh, okay. So you know, I mean, 9 or 10, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, we
can that work for you.
If we could shoot for 10, that would be good.
10 o'clock. All right, that's what I'm putting on there. I'm terrible with names too. Give me your name again.
You're good, Jerome Pratt.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yep. Yep, Jerome, and I'll shoot you a confirmation text of the appointment once we get off the phone.
Yeah, you know, perfect. That'll be perfect.
Name, number,
all right, so is that going to take care of everything, Jerome, you think? And then we'll just see each other then. You're going to send me a confirmation, and we'll see each other then on Wednesday of next week at 10 o'clock.
Yep, that sounds
okay. Perfect.
All right.
I appreciate you calling, and I'll look forward to that text or message you get ready to send me, or that communication you get ready to send me, however you're going to do that.
And, yeah, definitely.
You
will.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, yeah, and you too. One more thing before you go, your email.
Sure. Oh yeah, it's mlynch133@gmail.com.
Got it. Simple enough.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, Jerome.
I will see you on the 20th.
Looking forward to it, man.
I do too. On the 20th at 10 a.m.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
See you then.
Bye-bye.